Its current state on WKAR today marks the 28th World AIDS Day. East Lansing's MSU Museum has been loaned a portion of the famed AIDS Memorial Quilt, part of the NAMES Project. The museum's Mary Worrell tells current state's Jamie Paisley the AIDS quilt panels have traveled around quite a bit, first in San Francisco, then to Washington, D.C., and finally to its latest residence.
The project itself, its home base is in Atlanta, and it's a huge, huge quilt. There are over 48,000 blocks in the quilt, so it's a massive physical size quilt.
Is it difficult then to ask for a loan out on things like World AIDS Day, which is December 1st?
Actually, it's very easy. They have all of their loan materials accessible online for any group that wants to borrow it. So I think part of their mission is to share these powerful tributes that people have created for people who have passed away from AIDS. So they make them very readily accessible for borrowing.
Now, the AIDS quilt is part of the NAMES Project as well. Is there an established sort of relationship, or how do you further that partnership with the NAMES Project at the MSU Museum?
Sure. The MSU Museum has been for a number of years interacting with the NAMES Project. We have a couple of research areas that have led to that. We do a lot of work with quilt study here at the museum, and we also have an ongoing project devoted to looking at the relationship between arts and health. And NAMES Project specifically, we've been a part of a grant where we are working to put each of those blocks in the NAMES Project quilt online through a project we do called the Quilt Index, which is a centralized online resource for all sorts of material about quilts from around the world. And we're working to have all of the quilt panels digitized and then the data entered and put online. And a really cool part about it is not just the data that's currently available. What has been found is as those blocks were created for the quilt as tributes, there was not always a lot of additional information beyond the physical creation collected. So what we're hoping happens is once these blocks are available on the Quilt Index, people can add more to the story about them. So it might be more information about who the block is playing tribute to. It's crowdsource type activity can add to it. Or the person who made the blocks, because quite often the blocks are made by people with personal relationships, but at other points in time, on World AIDS Day, groups have had block-making activities where they've made blocks for people and added them to the quilt where they may or may not have known the person. So it could be someone writing the story about why they made this block, why they participated in an event type of thing. So any additional information to grow the data on the different blocks will be part of this ongoing digitization project.
So as you say, crowd-based information gathering, is that some sort of Wikipedia model as far as people enter in that data?
Yes, very much so. It's people will be able to go and add much like they could for Wikipedia.
Now, if people wanted to go see the AIDS quilt panels December 1st through the 11th, when they're on display, where would they go?
They would go to the MSU Museum, which is located on the MSU's campus right across the street from the library and next to Beaumont Tower. You just go in and they're going to be on display in our lobby gallery.
And this display is dovetailing very well with something coming up in January that'll be on display mid-January through July, I believe.
Yes.
What is that project, which also serves sort of underrepresented populations?
Sure. It's another quilt exhibit that's called Quilted Conversations Materializing Civil and Human Rights. And this is part of a project that we kicked off about a year ago where the MSU Museum has partnered with the Residential College for Arts and Humanities and the Office for Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives, where we have been doing activities that use quilts to start dialogues about civil and human rights. So we have a very large collection at the MSU Museum about quilts that address human rights issues. So in some cases, we've taken those quilts out and had community dialogues where we've talked about the quilt and then had people start to use those as starting points for other conversations related to that issue. We've also had a community quilt making project where people have selected an issue important to them and then they've created a quilt block. Those are being stitched together to create quilts. All of those are going to be featured in this exhibit. So it's an exhibit where there are quilts from the museum's collection and community-made quilts that address civil and human rights. And we're hoping that people will come in and look at the quilts and use it as a starting point to think and have conversations.
We're speaking with Mary Worrell of the MSU Museum about a couple of upcoming quilting displays. First, panels of the AIDS Memorial Quilt, which are on display for a very short time, now through December 11th, as well as another display Mary co-curated called Quilted Conversations Materializing Civil and Human Rights, which opens mid-January and runs through the summer of 2017. And Mary, on the surface, you've discussed some, you know, frankly, rather heady concepts of social justice and struggle. How can something as seemingly simple as quilts do that? Are there any from the Quilted Conversations that might be a good example?
Sure. There are a number of ways. Sometimes someone is using the process of quilting as their own, I'm going to say, emotional release. So they themselves have been through something related to civil and human rights, and they use the process of quilting and creating the quilt as a therapeutic process. And in that case, it might be a visual that's obvious related to that, or it might have been the process itself that has helped that person address their issue. In other cases, someone is paying tribute. So for example, we have a number of quilts in the museum about Nelson Mandela. So people who want to pay tribute to an important figure have created a quilt that talks about them. We have a quilt in the exhibit that's about foreclosure and the housing crisis. And someone has taken a specific part of Flint and has mapped out all of the places that have been foreclosed in that area. And that's a visual representation. And the interesting thing I found with quilts, to using quilts as the vehicle to talk about human rights, is if you ask people if they've slept under a quilt, a lot of people have. And if you ask them to throw out a couple of words about what comes to mind descriptive-wise, when they think of quilts, they might talk about warmth or comfort or very happy feelings, a lot of family connections. And in this case, the quilt maker is quite often addressing something really hard to deal with. But I think because they're starting in this very familiar place and comforting place of a quilt, which is so familiar to so many people, they've used that to stretch and push people a little bit, and then to take on something really big and important and use it as a means of artistic expression.
So as you talk about Flint, that's obviously an emerging situation as well. In part of the collection, do you have an increase of people addressing similar contemporary issues in the community?
Yes, because we know that, for example, more than one person has made a quilt about the water crisis in Flint, so the exact same community, and we're hoping that at some point we have one of those quilts in our collection. We don't just yet. As part of the collection and research process for all of our human rights-related work, we've been documenting a lot of quilts. So there's Flint, there's gun issues, there's education issues, there's marriage equality issues, and a lot of those are going to be in the quilts that we're including in the exhibit.
These exhibits will be on display at the museum, but if you want to find more information about other happenings at the MSU Museum, where would people, specifically online, where would they go to find that information?
The museum's website, if you just Google MSU Museum, you'll find us. And if you're specifically interested in quilts, our website is quiltindex.org, where we have all of the quilts available online. And we also have a new publication called Quilts and Human Rights that has the quilts that will be in the exhibit, others from our collection, and others that we've researched around the world. We talk about them in that publication.
New publication as of when?
August of this year.
Mary Worrell is curator of cultural heritage at the MSU Museum. Thanks for speaking with us about the AIDS quilt on display December 1st through the 11th, as well as the upcoming Quilted Conversations, which launches in mid-January.
You're welcome. Thank you for visiting.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.